Good afternoon. It's Friday, July 5th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Heavy downpours in the Lowcountry set a daily rainfall record at the Charleston International Airport. The National Weather Service says the airport received more than 2.5 inches of rain this afternoon, prompting city officials to close several roadways in downtown Charleston because of minor flooding. The latest forecast shows massive storm cells developing over counties south and along Interstate 20 and along the Grand Strand. A man has been arrested shortly after a fatal shooting at a Walmart supercenter in the upstate. A spokesman says Greenville County deputies responded to calls of shots fired at the Walmart in Berea around 1:30 this afternoon and found the victim, who was already shot. They found the suspected shooter nearby. Authorities say the victim and suspect were familiar with each other and believe the shooting is an isolated incident that stemmed from a dispute. Details of their identities have not been released. A Midlands school district is scrambling to make up a $9 million hole in its budget after discovering the gap in funding prior to the close of the fiscal year. Richland County School District 1 is operating under last year's budget while officials mull over calling a special meeting to deal with the issue. The state news reports the gap in spending is a result of two factors. One is what district staff describe as unfunded mandatory teacher pay increases, but the second is an accounting error on the district's behalf. District officials expected a $4.5 million surplus in revenue during the 2018-2019 fiscal year that they carried over to include in the drafting of the 2019-2020 budget. By the close of the year, revenue fell short of projected levels, but the money was already baked into the budget. Moving on, a man reported missing on Lake Wylie has been found. The State Department of Natural Resources tweeted earlier today the man, who was last seen Thursday afternoon, has been found safely. Officials have identified the victim in a fatal lightning strike yesterday at the Black River near the coast. Georgetown County Deputy Coroner Chase Ridgway confirmed that 44-year-old Ryan Gamble died after the lightning strike. A Tidelands Georgetown Memorial Hospital spokeswoman said today that 8 patients were admitted in fair condition and 3 others had been released. An assistant principal at a Midlands high school faces up to a decade in prison following allegations he broke into cars at the school's campus. The State News reports Richard Hiller Jr. turned himself in to authorities this morning. Security camera footage around Chapin High School captured 2 separate incidents of Hiller breaking into cars, once in April and another time in May. It's unclear the motivation behind the break-ins. The Lexington County Sheriff's Office said Hiller made away with something of value after the second attempt. A South Carolina Highway Patrol trooper has been fired and arrested on several charges, including disorderly conduct. News outlets report 22-year-old Malik McCowan was charged Wednesday after being found highly intoxicated and aggressive. A Charleston County Sheriff's spokesman said deputies responded to a call of an unknown male attempting to enter a home with a key. When deputies arrived, they found McCowan asleep on the caller's front porch. And BMW CEO Harold Krueger, the man behind the Spartanburg plant, is stepping down following the company's weakest earnings in a decade. BMW announced Krueger would not seek an extension of his contract, which expires in April 2020. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.